tidings. Rise and praise God. Kingdom of God has come on earth.
This is Our God Reigned broadcast with Priest King Olutomole Universe, the Another Comforter, preaching the gospel of the descended throne of the kingdom of heaven on earth and inviting all nations and people to abide therein for their safety from the wrath and vengeance of God now upon the whole earth. Why should you perish? God bless you for what you do.
Joyous welcome unto all our viewers out there, and I release the light and blessing of God upon your life. May you be restored to the truth of the gospel of the throne and kingdom of God on earth. I've told you times that number, your rightful place in this wicked world is the established kingdom of the Father upon the earth.
A ti so fun lopolopo igba pe ibi ti o ye ko wa ko sa salasi ninu aye iparun buburu yi ohun ni ite ijoba baba Jesu ti aso kale sori aye.
I am Olutomole, another comforter sent. I have a unique message for the oppressed in this civil world.
Olutomole agbaye olutomole mi ati Jesu lo ati ran se aye yi won ni ise pataki lati je fun ro buburu yi.
The theme of my message tonight is oppression on us. Oppression. Came my text from the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 8.
Awon si ma mu akori we wa lati iwe oriwasu.
I take it up quickly here. If thou seest the oppression of the poor and violent perverting of judgment and justice in the province, marvel not at the matter, for he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they.
O ka ba wi pe bi wo ba ri ini lara awon oluponju ati ifi agbara yi idajo ati otito pada ni igberiko ma se je ki eniko ya o si oro na nitori pe eni ti o gaju nso eni ti o ga ati eni giga julo wa lori won.
Now this passage is talking about the oppression of the poor on one side. You know, there is pressure in the world, and I want you to understand what we're talking about. There is oppression of the poor on one side, and the violation of justice and righteousness on the other side.
You
say this is double tragedy. Now, what is meant by this verse? This verse is saying that when the poor man is oppressed in the first place, they are also denied justice and righteousness. This means there is no one to plead the cause of the suffering masses. This verse continues saying, marvel not at this matter. Marvel not. It says, do not be amazed about this matter. For the high official is watched by higher, and they have yet higher ones over them.
That is, there
are people in authority. But the Bible is saying that there is somebody higher than those people in authority.
There are people,
God is higher, watching over this high and mighty people oppressing the masses. Now, the word of God is encouraging you, the oppressed in the society, to take courage, because there is a higher power in heaven that is in control of the affairs of men. You know, King Pharaoh was oppressing the children of Israel in his domain. He was oppressing them. Alright. He didn't realize that there was a higher power over him that will bring him down in the fullness of time. So the Bible is telling you, never mind. There might be higher forces tormenting people. You're oppressing masses. The people are suffering everywhere in the world. But I am the another comforter. I'm telling you, take courage. Because in the fullness of time, there's other higher power than the power oppressing you. It says the oppressors of a fellow man is being watched by higher power. That is, God is watching. God who will bring righteous judgment upon all the oppressors that oppress the poor masses. God is going to bring judgment. So I want you to have faith in God. This is what we are talking about now. Now, I turn to Job chapter 35, verses 9 and 10. Read verse 9. That is, I'm talking about the evil in oppression. Verse 9. It says, by reason of multitude of oppressions, they make the oppressed to cry. Holy Lord. They cry out by reason of the arm of the mighty. Verse 10. He said, but not yet, where is God our maker? The people that are oppressing the poor masses, they cannot figure out and say, where is God? We must remember there is God. Why are we treating masses like this? This is the verse which is. Now, in this verse, we learn that the tragic consequences of oppression on earth is groaning, crying for hardship, because of hardship. No, people cry out when they are oppressed. Am I talking?
Oh yes.
We find that people will groan because of the taskmaster and because of hardship. In the world, you have tears. You have people going about in tears, eating their food in tears, even in this present world. Now again, when people are oppressed, the people will cry out. Sometimes we find protests here and there in the society. Again, sometimes we have threats from people calling out for help. I'm talking about oppression in the world. Now, for example, in our nation today, we have cases of unpaid wages.
fun apere lo lede wa loni a ni awon apere ise awon yan ti sise sugbon ko sanwo osu fun
won unto workers is damnable oppression
awon ise won yi ka ma sanwo ise fa awon osise leyin osu o je ise nilara ti an dale bi parapata
for workers to work and work and labor without receiving their pay
jawon ise ki won ise ki won sise titi sugbon kon ma gba owo osu
it calls for divine retribution
eyi o leto ki olorun ko dase oro na
so also we have cases of unpaid wages of all pensioners in the city they are lamenting and many of these pensioners are dying even before death because of their wages being withheld not given to workers I mean pensioners this is oppression that we are talking about
awon ni la ti an so nipa re yi o tun tesi waju tori pe ara won ti won ti sise feyinti ti won leto si awon owo ti ijoba ti pinu pon yo ma fun won sugbon ti awon alagbara ti won ko ti won ko fun won ta si lopolopo ti won ku sinu inu ipo yi eyi je ise ni lara ti ko ye ko ri be la to buru pupo
oh many are dying because of pensions not paid this is a great disaster may God have mercy
amen
verse 10 this verse is saying but none seeth where is God our maker
sugbon ko se en to we ese ke won se mo ko se en to wi pe nibo ni olorun eleda wa wa
this means those that oppress people they have no consciousness of God
if you adaji pe awon ti won se to won po awon eyan loju ti won ni won lara yi o ko ni ero olorun rara
they have no consciousness of God in there that there's a God the maker of both the poor and the rich in the society
won ko ni oye olorun ninu won rara yi pe olorun kon wa to da olorun ati otoshi ni gbogbo aye
for instance in the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 19 we read the vow of God right from the time of Adam is that in the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. The vow of God is that you have to work, you have to labor for your daily bread.
Fun apere ninu iwe Genesis ori keta yen ese kokandinogun a so di ti ohun ti Olorun ti pinu re fun ede eniyan lori laye o ni ni oju ogun re ni wo yo ma je titi wo yo fi pada si ile yen ni pe a so pe Oluwa ti pinu re pe eyan gburo se laala ogburo sise ke o to jeun.
Do you think God will bless you? All you that are in power, oppressing people that labor for their daily bread without paying them?
What do you say? You have to pay your bills. 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 You have
to pay your bills. Are you trying to reverse the verdict of God upon humanity that you have to labor and that in thy sweat you shall eat bread.
Wo afẹ yi ase ati la Olorun fun eda pada yi pe wo gburo sise laala to ba se laala to ki wo wa jeun.
Now I want to turn to Leviticus chapter 19 verse 13. The book of Leviticus chapter 19 verse 13.
Iwe Leviticus ori kokandinogun ese ketala.
Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning.
Wo ka ba bi pe iwo ko gburo re enikeji re je be ni won ko gburo je aramu owo oya alagba se ko gboro sun odo re titi di owuro.
Are you listening to me? Maybe you are managers. Maybe you are directors of businesses.
You owe
your people salary.
Oh
God. A month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months. Now, you are now invoking the wrath of God upon yourself. Because it negates the written word of God.
It
says the wages of him that is hired, that is your laborer, should not abide with thee all night until tomorrow. But the wages of these people abide with you for a month, 6 months, 8 months, 1 year. You are inviting the wrath of God upon your life.
Ṣùgbọ́n owó iṣẹ́ àwọn tí wọ́n ṣiṣẹ́ lábẹ́rẹ́ ó wà lọ́wọ́ rẹ oṣù kan oṣù méjì títí ojú ọdún kan wọ́n wá mọ̀ pé ìwọ ń ru ìbínú òun wà ìbí ọlọ́run sórí rẹ ni.
Àyàn olùtọ́mọlẹ́ ní Abdullahi Comforter. I hereby appeal to all rulers and chieftains of the people not to allow the cry of those oppressed to ascend into heaven, that you do justice in the fear of God.
Olutunu mi ro olutomole agbaye wa ro gbogbo awon alase ati awon to wa ni ipo giga ki won jo ko wa je ki igbe ati aruwo awon woyi ti an po loju ko goke to olorun ro ki a ma ba mu idajo ba o.
They should remember. You should remember. You should remember. You should remember. You should remember that these poor masses that are denied their wages were the one that elected you mighty into your high offices.
Wípé àwọn mẹ̀kúnnù wọ̀nyí tí ẹ kọ̀ tí ẹ sọ wọn fún yìí àwọn lọ́ fi sí ipò tí ẹ wà lọ́lọ́ báyìí.
Don't allow the cry of the suffering masses to rise upon into the throne of judgment of God in heaven.
Má ṣe jẹ́ kí gbé àwọn mẹ̀kúnnù wọ̀nyí kó gòkè lọ tọ ìtẹ́ ìdájọ́ Ọlọ́run lọ.
In the book of Samuel, God says, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. I want you all to come and understand all these truths. You have to fear God. Are you a manager? Are you a director? Are you a business, what do you call yourself? Or a trader? Whatever. Well, I want you to be just. And rule in the fear of God. That's the word of God. I'm talking about oppression on earth. If you want peace and joy in this nation, Nigeria, consider the masses and stop oppressing them. For there's a higher power that is watching to bring judgment and justice. Now, I want to say, since the creation of our world, Satan, the devil, has been perpetrating cruelty and atrocity upon humanity. He caused King Adam and his wife to be cast away from paradise into servitude under the devil. The same thing, Satan, the devil, caused the king Pharaoh to oppress the nation of Israel in Egypt.
Satani kono olomuki oba Pharaoh ko ma pon awon mo Israel in Egypt ko ma pon loju.
Today we have oppressions all over the world.
Loni ari se ikorin loju ni gbogbo laye.
In all forms of religious extremism.
Ninu gbogbo ise isi esin gbogbo lori laye.
Terrorism, senseless killing, murder of the innocent, all these are oppressions and very bad.
Ise ipaniyan, ise iderubale, ise ka ma gbe ipa eja awon eyan sile, awon kan je ipo ti satani ti mu kawon ma se lo ilaye.
In all forms of suffering in the midst of plenty. There is food everywhere, but people are starving and they are starving to death.
O je wa ni gbogbo sugbon sibe sibe awon eyan si ebi si pa awon eyan to be je ti pe gbogbo won ku.
You also have the billionaire pastors flying in jets, you see, leaving their adherents to be eaten from the crumbs of their table, under their table.
Aturi awon tokunrin oni odise oluwa e ti won gun oko oju ofurufu ta pe ta mo si jet ti won gun kaakiri ninu oporopo owo oporopo ola nigbati awon omo ojo labe won ti won je eru to to wa lori laturi tabili won.
Oh, the billionaire pastors are everywhere in the world. Go to the east, west, north, and south. They're everywhere.
Gbogbo awon ojise Oluwa yi won wa ni gbogbo lori laye.
They fly in the air.
Won fo loju ofurufu.
They fly in the air.
Won wo ko balu ofurufu ka.
Maybe this is an attempt to meet Jesus Christ in the air.
Boya o ti le se le gbogbo boya awon le pale Jesus Christ bi oju ofurufu.
According to the satanic verse in the Bible.
Gege bi akosile ti satanic verse ninu Bible ye.
I have seen a satanic verse in the Bible.
Olutuni ti ri akosile satanic
ninu. In the book of First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 17.
Ninu we Thessalonica kini ye ori kerin ese ketadini ogun ye.
It says, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord in the air.
Oni nigba na le o si gba wa ti a wa laye ti asiku leyin soke pelu won sinu awon somo lati pade Oluwa le oju orun be li awa o si ma wa titi lai rufu.
I want to say to you now, I say it loud and clear, Christ my Lord and my King is never in the air.
Olutunu parwe pe Jesus Christ oba won ko si ni ofufu.
The Bible says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power of the air. It is these evil spirits that are in the air, not my Lord Jesus.
We mo ni pe ki se eje tabi eranran la ba ijakale bi ko se awon agbara awon ojoya awon emi buru oju orun awon emi buru ro wa loju orun ki se Jesus Christ oba olutunu miran.
In the book of John chapter 14 verses 23, Christ says, in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I will tell you. I will go and prepare a place for you. I go to my Father's house, there are many mansions. I go and prepare a place for you. That where I am, you then I will come back and take you to where I am. From where I am, you too must be. Now, this is why I'm saying this verse in Thessalonians chapter 4:17 is satanic. It negates the truth of Jesus Christ. Christ now is seated upon his throne in his Father's house. And all those 12 disciples are now seated with him in his Father's house, not in the air. So this is why most of these billionaire pastors are going to buy jets here and there to go and meet Christ in the air. They are going to meet devil in the air. For Christ is not in the air. He's not in the clouds. Go and tell your brother. Now, the truth has come to you, and you will set you free. We talk about the mission of the Another Comforter. Now, the Bible, I want to use the Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 1. I read quickly from here. So I returned and considered all the oppressions that are done under heaven. And behold, the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter.
Only
and on the side of the oppressors, there was power, but they have no comforter.
When he was,
the comforter that the world has need of now.
Oh, yes.
You don't need the comforter?
I do, I need.
May you not die in oppression.
Amen, Lord.
The comforter has come to comfort everyone that is oppressed.
Amen, hallelujah.
Now, let me interpret. A, I saw the oppressions and suffering under heaven. B, that verse says, the tears of the oppressed are no one to comfort them. This is food for thought for all ye that are oppressed. God says he sees the suffering of those that are oppressed. God says he knows the suffering, the sorrow of those that are oppressed. God says he hears the cries of those that are oppressed. Again, God has seen the tears of the oppressed. Then the verse concludes and says, and there is no one to comfort them. Now, all these that are oppressed in the world, this is the time for you to look up into heaven, unto God that sits upon his throne to send down a comforter, that you die not in your distress and oppression.
Amen.
Let all the poor masses now turn up and look into heaven, because he's going to send a comforter from heaven. Don't just be weeping and be crying. God is in control.
When you are sorry, can you say, Kini, yes, I pray, Benny Mopada, Mosi Ro, Inilara Gobo, Tia Shilabion, Mosi Wo, Mije, Awa, Tia Nilara, Wako Nulu Tunu, Atilawa, Anilara, Ni Pawa, Shibo, Awako Nulu Tunu, Olu Tomala, Bai Nulu Tunu, Ti, Watcha Nulato Nilu Nailoni, Esalor, so I pray, Olua Boju Wole, Ori Inilara. I want to apologize. Ori ni lara, ori omije won, ori ipo banuje won, ori ipo ijiya won. Sugbon Oluwa so pe Oluwa so pe ohun se to lati tu won ninu. Iwo gugu en ti a ti ani lara ni orilede yi ati ni gugu agbaye, olutunu pa lase fun yi pe ke gboju soke ke ke pe ko Olorun, ko ro olutunu ti o ma tu wa ninu ko ni gugu ni lara wa yi, ko ran wa si wa loni.
Praise God. Friends and brethren, listen to me. God has promised to send a comforter into the world of sorrow. John 14 verse 16. Jesus, the Son of God, says, I will pray the Father, and we shall give you another comforter that will abide with you. You can see the loving kindness of our Lord God and His Son. In those chapters, it says, and there was no comforter. So God has promised now that He will send the comforter. Now the earth has now entered into the age of the another comforter. So God has come to the aid of all the oppressed in the world. Therefore, I want you to rejoice. I want you to be exceedingly glad. For the throne of the kingdom of heaven is now on earth. The Father and the other comforter promised, they have all come. I want you to turn therefore into God's righteous reign on earth and obey the voice of the another comforter. I am the another comforter speaking. I've come that you will be comforted. The throne of God is your ark of safety. Just come in today and you will rejoice. We are drawing the curtain here. Well, I know God has been working wonders in your life through this message, and all tears have been wiped away. I've restored hope to your life. We'll never be put to shame. Praise God.
Amen.